Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with recompense, with terrible vengeance. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped, and the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. You know, I think it's really interesting that Isaiah says, do not fear, or rather doesn't say, do not fear, because you know exactly what's going to happen next. No, instead, Isaiah says, do not fear, here is your God. Now, that seems to be quite a different kind of thing. I mean, you know, Isaiah certainly makes some promises about what will be. You know, that the eyes of the blind will be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped, that the lame will leap and the speechless will sing, that the desert will flow with waters. But the when and the where and the how and the why and the who, well, that isn't answered. Nope, it's just be strong, do not fear, here is your God. God is coming. God is here already. God is with us. Do not be afraid. It seems to me to be much harder to not be afraid when that's all you've got to go on, rather than when you have a plan all worked out, when you know all of the details, when you know the who and the what and the when and the where and the how. But you know, that's not what Isaiah gives us. That's not what God gives us. No, instead, God gives us God's presence. And that is more than enough. Sometimes I have to say, though, it doesn't feel like enough. And at least I'm in pretty good company. Just look at the gospel for today. Even Jesus is stuck feeling like God isn't quite enough. Jesus, God incarnate, but fully human too, is finding himself extra fully human. He's exhausted, worn out, only interested in hiding away somewhere for a little while. And this woman comes begging for her daughter. And the reply from Jesus? Well, let's just say it ain't pretty. Not only does Jesus call this woman a dog, he also suggests there isn't quite enough bread to go around. There isn't quite enough grace to go around. There isn't quite enough God to go around. That there is an order in which people ought to be blessed because, well, the kids need to eat. The dogs can always fend for themselves. But you know, that woman, she doesn't leave. That woman responds so differently than you might expect her to. That woman responds as a prophet to Jesus. That woman responds with God's very voice back, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. Sir, there's always more grace. Sir, there's always enough God. Sir, there's always enough for everyone." And it's in those words that Jesus is reminded that grace falls from heaven like bread, or at least grace falls like crumbs from a child's plate. And Jesus is opened. He opens the table. He extends grace. He is reminded of the presence of God. And you know what? It's in that very opening that we are welcomed in. We find abundance in those crumbs from the table. We, who cannot claim to be children of Israel at all, we find a place at the table made for us because of this woman, our mother, crying for us. But so now, as we find our seat at the table, as we are the very body of Christ, the church, do we too need to hear with Jesus the woman's words this morning? Do we need to be reminded there's always more grace? There's always enough God. There's always enough for everyone. Do we need to be reminded that it's not the who or the what or the where or the when or the how that finally turns us from fear or opens our hearts, but rather it's the promise and the presence of God inviting us to see, inviting us to hear, inviting us to sing, inviting us to dance. It's that presence that reveals to us the promise and the truth that the deserts are beginning to bloom, and there is more than enough for everyone, that there is room at the table for all, that there is more in our future than we could ever imagine. Do we need to hear today Isaiah's words, "Do not fear"? Do we need to hear the woman's words, "There is enough"? Do we need to hear Jesus' words, "Be opened"? So that we may know that we can make all the room at the table for every other. And there will always be enough with God. Amen.